As the dust settled from the 2016 elections, the only surprise for some wasn't just at the top of the ballot for president. The race for the U.S. House seat for the 5th Congressional District in New Jersey gained a bit of attention before Election Day with what was said between the candidates, which were incumbent Representative Scott Garrett and his Democratic challenger and first-time political candidate Josh Gottheimer. The results, they have also gained a lot of attention. He'll look back at this race along with what it means for politics in New Jersey. Is the chair of the Bergen County Democratic Committee, Lou Stellato. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Thank you for being here. njdems.org/Bergen. You know, that's your bridge to the website for the Bergen County Democratic Committee. And for those who might have missed the stats, if you look at the results, it was 51% for Mr. Gottheimer, 47% for the incumbent, Representative Scott Garrett. Break those numbers down even further. Garrett lost in Bergen County by 13 percentage points, and his margins of victory in Sussex, Warren, and parts of Passaic County were a lot smaller than in 2014. So when you look back, what are some of the primary reasons for Mr. Gottheimer having the success that he did on Tuesday?
Well, Chris, I break it down into five categories. Number one, in order to win that 5th Congressional District as a Democrat, we needed the perfect candidate. And Josh was that candidate. He is a physical conservative and a social moderate. But more important, he worked 26 hours a day, 8 days a week for the last year and a half to gain the seat. The second thing is money. He had the ability to raise money because he was running against an incumbent who had a couple $1 million in the bank before we started. So at the end of the day, this probably winds up to be a $9 or $10 million race cumulatively. The third thing is unity. The Democratic Committee of Bergen County is completely unified. There's no bifurcations. Everybody had one candidate, and that candidate was Josh Gottheimer from the get-go. There was no real convention fight. There was no primary fight. It was a spearheaded move to get Josh elected. And the fourth thing is the governmental plan or the platform. The platform was to show that the sitting Congressman, Scott Garrett, really was not in touch with the people of New Jersey, and in particular the 5th Congressional District, voting against aid to Sandy and voting against the Zadroga Act and his problem with the gay community. Those things came to the forefront prior to any other elections. And, you know, the fifth and last thing was a political plan, the political platform. And if you look at it, it was a very, very unique year. We had seven people running with Josh. You start with the president, and even though Clinton lost, she won Bergen County by 47,000 votes. There's got to be some spillover there to the congressional candidate. And then we had three constitutional officers and three freeholders running. The sheriff, who was a Republican, became a Democrat. He garnered over 200,000 votes in Bergen County. He's from the 5th Congressional District. The clerk, very popular John Hogan, running for re-election from the 5th District. The surrogate, who's been there for 20 years, Judge Dressler, from Creskill, not in the 5th District, but very active in the Northern Valley Mayor's Association, which, if not the majority, the plurality of those people are from the 5th. The freeholder running for re-election, Tom Sullivan, union president and a member of the 5th District. Mary Amorosa, who got elected high vote getter in Mahwa, nonpartisan town in the 5th Congressional District. And Jermaine Ortiz, a Latina from the 5th Congressional District. So when I put together the amalgam, the candidates that were running, this was a gigantic shot of B-12 to Josh. So if you look at the numbers, and Bergen County represents 70% of the district, Josh won Bergen County by 30,000 votes. We knew he needed to be at that number because he lost Sussex by about 10,000, Warren by about 5,000, Passaic by about 3,000. So when you put those numbers together, he lost by 18,000, 19,000 votes. But he wins Bergen by 30,000, so that's the 10,000 or 12,000 vote plurality that he has when you take the total picture together.
And actually, in Sussex County, he won Newton, which was quite surprising.
Yes.
When you look at the demographics, I mean, demographics in the voting district, they're always fluid, especially in the here and now. And you have Bergen County, which is, some would say center, some would say, I think most people would say left of center, where you have Sussex, Warren, and let's go with Passaic as well, more to the right of center. As far as serving his constituents, what are the challenges that Mr. Gahamer faces? Because does he actually have to go back to maybe a Marge Rockema type of platform and performance?
There's no question. Marge Rockema was there and there successfully for a generation. What he needs to do, and what I'm confident he will do, is he will be a people's congressman. He will be exemplary in constituency services. And there are many issues, and the social issues that I talked about earlier are issues that transcend party lines, Chris. These are issues that affect the well-being of everyone, whether they voted for him or voted against them or didn't vote at all. These are important issues. Making sure that Vernon gets a fire truck. A congressman can help getting federal aid for things like that. Making sure that those first responders who went out there get a quality health care. And that's something that a congressman can do. And then he's also got to make certain that they hold the line on taxes and make sure that he delivers the goods for the people of the 5th District.
So with Lou Stellato, who is the chairman of the Bergen County Democratic Committee, njdems.org/Bergen is the way to get to the website. And do always say you always look for the outside of political campaigns to become more knowledgeable and even more involved in the political process. And that's through a committee of either party is one of the means by which you could do that. And you were listening to Issues and Ideas. Another couple of side notes, too, from the campaign. He's the first, Mr. Gahamer's first Democrat to represent some parts of the district over 30 years. First challenger to defeat an incumbent in New Jersey since 2010. And this means Democrats' state delegation have a 7-5 majority. And I believe Joshua is the only one out of the races that were going on Tuesday to defeat the incumbent.
Yes, I think there was maybe one other one that someone came to fruition. But that's another very important thing. With now a 7-5 tilt to the Democrats in the Congressional Caucus, that's another way that Josh will be able or should be able to provide more help and more aid to the people of the 5th District.
Like I said before, demographics are fluid. What does this – is this result a message for either the Democrats and or the Republicans for the rest of the state going into – the state-level elections next year?
Well, I think there's a couple of things that it does. Number one, I think if we learned anything from this past election is that the people are tired of the status quo. They want change. And they want change not just for the sake of change. They want change for the better. And that remains to be seen if that is in fact going to happen. You speak about demographics. Since 9/11, Bergen County has become the 6th borough of Manhattan. So we have seen an influx of people from New York City, maybe a little more moderate or even more progressive in their views than the Bergen County that I grew up in. So I think you're going to see things evolving and changing throughout all of Bergen County as we go forward. And that also means change in the 5th Congressional District, because Bergen County is by far the biggest chunk of that pie.
Was this election a strong message for people in politics to basically listen to the people? And this is personal observation and even experience. For you listening, might be wondering, my Representative Garrett was never on the show or had been for maybe 10 years. It came to the point where his office would only offer a surrogate to come onto the show. If you look at the permanent standing farmers market at the Sussex County Fairgrounds, the money for that was brought about by Representative Rodney Frelinghuysen, who has only two towns in Sussex County as part of his district. Same thing with the VA Center. It seemed like Garrett wanted to be this national figurehead of the ultra-conservatives before he wanted to serve his constituents.
This is an excellent, excellent point you bring up. We have a saying in politics that you can never, ever forget your base or where you came from. So whether you're the mayor of a small town and then become the county chairman, or you're an assemblyman who becomes a congressman and then becomes the poster boy for the Tea Party, you cannot forget what got you to the dance. And so oftentimes, with only 24 hours in a day, public officials get tied up in the glamour, if you would, of the political theater and forget about being the public servant that they were elected to be.
Well, just when you think you have it all figured out, along comes Election Day and things like this happen. And maybe even inspires, I think, a lesson, as Mr. Salato pointed out, there's lessons at a variety of levels. And for you, the voter, you just realize, I think, this past Election Day, what truly is the power of the people. And that goes for both parties, as we saw in both cases with the president's race and with this race that we talked about here for the 5th Congressional District. In New Jersey, learn more about the Bergen County Democratic Committee at njdems.org/Bergen. We've been joined by the chairman today, Lou Stellato. Lou, thanks for being here today.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.